And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Look Who's a Lawyer. Yuki Butcher was going to sue the city of Cincinnati. Yes, he was going to bring to court his old hometown, all because Mayor Plumfront wouldn't pay the reward that had been offered for Yuki's return. The only problem was Yuki wanted to collect it himself, and he threatened that he would go to court to get his way. Well, the big day has come, and Sparky and I are now driving down through Cincinnati on our way to the courthouse. We're almost there, so come join us.
Courthouse right down the street.
Yeah, it won't be long now, and Yuki's suit against the city of Cincinnati will begin. Yes, me, this is going to be the silliest trial on record.
Oh, my God, Yuki must think he has a chance to collect that reward, or he wouldn't be suing the city.
Oh, Sparky, for goodness sake, who ever heard of anyone collecting a reward that was offered for his own return?
Well, I never heard of it before either, but maybe that's because nobody ever even thought of doing it.
That's right. Maybe you have got a point there.
Boy, all the posters that were tacked up and all the telephone calls to the city said $1,000 reward for information pertaining to the whereabouts of Yuki Butcher.
That's what they said.
And the reason for the reward was so that Yuki could be found.
Too true.
Yeah, well, Yuki walked into the police station and told him where he was. When he asked for the reward, why couldn't he get it?
Well, I guess, yeah, I guess. Well, that's a good question, all right.
Yeah, hey, here's the parking space,
say,
John.
Yeah, okay, I see it. Okay, in we go. There's not a fire plug there, is there, Sparky?
No. It's okay.
Pull
right in.
All right. Here we are. Perfect four-point parking. How about that? All right, Sparky. Open up the door and let's go on into the courthouse there, huh?
Okay. There's sure a lot of steps to climb before you get up to the front door of this courthouse. Hey, you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of the Capitol in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, sure. It's a long haul up here. Well, we finally made it to the top. Okay, open up the door, Sparky, and let's go on in. We don't have very much time before the trial begins.
Okay. Boy, this big door's too heavy.
Is it? Here, I'll give you a hand. There we go. All right. Go on in.
Well, sure, it's a fancy-looking place. I've never been in the courthouse before.
Well, it is a nice-looking building. This marble corridor sure is impressive. View.
Yeah. But where's the place where they have all the trials?
Well, there are several courtrooms in this courthouse. The one we have to go to is the municipal courtroom. I believe that that's the one just down the hall there.
Oh, yeah, there it is. See the door with a little white sign sticking out. It says Municipal Court.
Municipal Court, yeah, that's it. Oh, here's Mayor Plumfront sticking his head out of the door. He must be looking for someone. I think he's looking for us.
He sees it. He must be looking for us. Looking, he's coming this way. Hey, look at him wearing this long black robe.
I don't know. Looks like he's going to be the judge in this trial.
The judge? This one? Is Mayor a judge, too?
Well, in a way, I suppose he is. He has to act as a judge in such cases as this one that Yuki is bringing against the city. Here comes the judge.
Well, howdy there, Buster.
Yeah, howdy, lad. Glad to see you finally got here. The trial's about to begin in just a few minutes.
Hello there. Hey, you
gonna be the judge? Yes, I have to be the judge. I was waiting for you because I wanted to be sure that you found the right courtroom. Come on in. I have to take my place up on the bench now.
Okay, Mayor. We'll find a way. You just go ahead. Come on in, Sparky. Come on. Now, we have to sit up here where the witnesses sit. You come along with me. Come on.
Yeah, boy, there's a lot of people in the courtroom.
Here's some seats right over here. I guess that's where we'll sit. Come on, will you move?
Yeah, what kind of a job? Where are you from?
No, I don't see him anywhere. Oh, here he comes now. My goodness, look at all the books he's carrying under his arms. Those law books? Look how thick they are.
I'll bet that's what they are. If you can sell a lot of law books in the detective agency office, I'll see them. Hi, you see.
Quiet, lad. Witnesses are not supposed to be seen talking to the lawyer before the trial, don't you understand?
Oh, okay.
Shh, quiet, Sparky. Mayor's coming into the courtroom now.
Order in the court. His Honor, Mayor Swampfrost.
Isn't he,
John?
He's putting on a pair of glasses.
Yeah, with those heavy horn-rimmed glasses, I think he thinks he looks more like a lawyer. Pretty cute, though, isn't he?
All right, and the first case. What's the first case there, Bill?
First case, Yuki Butcher versus the city for recovery of $1,000 reward.
Mr. Butcher, have you, appointed counsel to plead your case?
Yeah, of course I have, Mayor. You know that. I'm going to be my own lawyer. And you know that as well as I do. I told you last week.
Me. Do you have any witnesses that you'd like to bring to the stand?
I have, Your Honor. Mayor. First, I'd like to call a little fella that I have known for many, many years. His name is Sparky. I'd like to call Sparky to the stand.
Sparky, will you take the stand?
Please, Sparky. Go ahead, go on up to the witness stand.
Okay. Boy, this is fun.
Now, just sit up there in the chair, lad, and raise your right hand when the bailiff tells you to.
Raise your right hand. Do you declare that all the testimony you are about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Oh, sure. They kind of told me I could never tell this. Just one.
Order in the court. Order in the court, please. You may question the witness now, Mr. Butcher.
Yeah, fine. Hi, Sparky Lad. Sparky Lad, what is your name?
My name? Come on, you know my name. It's Sparky.
Yes, lad, but for the formality of this here court, you'll have to conduct yourself with aplomb and decorum. You understand that, don't you, lad?
Sure.
All right, then. Lad, where were you on the night of the 6th of this month?
On the night of the 6th.
Right.
Night of the 6th. Uh-huh. Boy, you
see,
I don't know.
I object, Your Honor. That question is wholly irrelevant, immaterial, and on top of that, it doesn't have anything to do with this here case.
How's that?
Come on, Mayor, get on with it. Aren't you hip to this here courtroom legal talk?
What are you talking about, Yuki? You're objecting to one of your own questions.
That's right, 100% correct. Wanted to make sure you were paying attention. Right. Now, lad, tell me this. Did you ever see any posters stacked up on the telephone poles around this here town or city?
Yes, yes. They were posters offering $1,000 reward for the return of Yuki Butcher.
Right.
Isn't that you?
Right, that is me. And now, Your Honor, I wish to call my next witness, name of Big John. Big John, would you kindly come up here and take your place on this here witness stand so we can cross-examination? Say your name is Big John, eh? Well, tell me this, Big John. I want straight answers here. Why don't they call you Little John?
Well, I don't exactly know.
I thought so. You don't know, huh? Isn't that rather odd? Surely you know why you have the name you have. Why do they call you Big John? Why don't they call you Little John? I'll tell you why. Everybody calls you Big John because you're bigger than you are little. That's why.
I see.
Right. Now, Big John, if you really are Big John, tell the court, what is your occupation?
I'm a mimeograph operator. I operate the mimeograph machine down at Family Radio Station.
Is that right? Well, tell me, was there or was there not a reward of $1,000 offered by the city for the return of one Yuki Butcher?
There was.
That's all. You may step down. You may return to your seat.
Is that all you want me for?
That's all, Big or Little John, whichever it might be.
All right. Well, I certainly don't see what he's getting at. We'll soon see. Move over there, Sparky. Let me sit down.
Boy, they don't know what this is going
to
do.
I don't know. Just have to wait and see.
And now, Your Honor, Mayor, I'd like to call my next witness to the stand. I'm now going to question Yuki Butcher.
Hey, that's the witness, man. Well, this trial sure has taken an unexpected turn. Yuki Butcher is his own lawyer, and he's called himself to the witness stand. I don't know how he'll be able to ask himself questions. Who's the mayor for fun up there behind the judge's stand? He sure looks confused. Pacing through the law book to see if it's legal for Yuki to call himself to the witness stand to ask himself questions.